one, you know, whole unit there.
Mm-hmm. For nightly rentals.
For nightly rentals.
All of them are Division III and nightly rentals.
Yeah. Would you guys like to see that bigger plat for this, or are you guys all good with this
one? We've got one.
Okay.
We're okay on that. Anything that any of the members of the commission want to bring up at this time? Or any questions you would like to ask?
Up there when you got the TAM gate approved, you plan on building the road out to the end of the pass lot and putting a hammerhead fire?
Correct, yeah. If we would need to put a hammerhead in there, then at the end of it, then we would.
And the other one, Sunset, if approved, are you going to build the road all the way through?
Yeah, that would be the plan, is to build it all the way through to Holt's Lake Drive right there and just connect it all through there.
Any other questions right now?
There's steep lots on that side.
On the six lots?
Yes.
Yeah, I went down there and looked at them the other day.
I think they'll... A little bit of work will be buildable, and I don't think it'll be, you know, too super bad.
Any walls back there, or are you just going to walk out the site?
I'd like to make it as much of a walkout as we can. If it has to be a retaining wall or something, I'm sure we could do it and stuff. It just kind of depends on how we put that in there and stuff like that if it's approved.
Is there anyone that wishes to speak in favor of this project? I have you speaking in favor of the project. Okay. Are we ready for that now? Do you have any other questions? If you'll come on forward, we'll call you back in a minute.
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is Don Jones. My wife and I, Carol, own lots 11A and 13A, which are next to the proposed nightly rentals, the single-family homes. I am addressing only case number 1844 in regards to the single-family units.
All right, sir.
My wife and I, we're familiar, we have experience with nightly rentals. Our current lake house has nightly rentals, Redbud Cove and Paradise Points, 2 doors down from where we live, down on Graham Clark Road. Then our previous personal home is right off the road from Lonesome Dove in Hollister, down to, on the hill in Hollister, and it has nightly rentals. And we have homes, our personal home was there, and we also have rentals there. The experience of nightly rental customers, we've experienced them to be friendly, to quiet and respectful of our neighborhood. They're usually families or couples. Because of this, we converted some of our properties in Hollister to nightly rentals and have had a great success with that, and the city of Hollister is very happy with that. The values of our properties are significantly higher and not lower due to our nightly rentals of that property. Additionally, nightly rentals are typically safer or can be safer because of the sprinkler systems that they put into them, and that's very important. Also, nightly rentals are taxed at a higher rate for personal real estate property tax, and they also pay sales tax and sales tax. This 10 houses that they're proposing, the single-family houses, that subdivision was originally planned and approved for fractional ownership, which means they could sell 1/12 of the property. That's what it originally was. And what they're wanting to do is make it nightly rental. My concern more than nightly rental is that the quality of the home would be consistent with the neighborhood, and that would be comply with existing covenants that they have, of which the fronts are either stone or concrete, and the square footages, I think, are 1,600 square feet on the first level. The only exception to that is the original covenants showed that they wanted to have wood shingles, which, you know, that's a safety feature that's kind of went to the bygones, but that's still in the original covenants, and I wouldn't be in favor of wood shingles with that. In conclusion, the value of my lots, I bought those lots before I knew this was going on. I'm still comfortable with that. I propose to either build our new home there or sell the lots. But I am comfortable with what they propose on those 10 lots in case number 1844.
All right. That all?
That's it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Question?
Yes?
Would you be inclined to build a nightly rental on your lots if this is approved?
Yeah. I would. Well, I have two lots there. Okay. I really like the lake, and I want to live there. But I have two lots there, so I would be.
Thank you.
Was there anyone else that wanted to speak in favor?
Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity. My name is Carol Jones, and that was my husband, Don, that just spoke. I'm before you as property owner. As he said, we own the two lots. When we purchased those lots, I knew that they were fractional ownership, and we thought that we could possibly do, excuse me, vacation rental there. I think that by allowing a vacation rental would not harm that area, since it is a very limited area for single-family homes. I'm not in favor of duplexes. They were not permitted originally, and I don't believe that they should allow the duplexes to come in. But it was, they are platted for single family homes, and they were platted for a vacation rental type community in Sunrise Cove. And I'm not speaking to the rest of the properties, but a lot of people are concerned about their property values, and the truth is, as a realtor, and I did some market analysis just to make sure that I wasn't off base. But there's a development called Branson Canyon that's down P Highway. You are probably familiar with Branson Canyon. Traditionally, a property value per square foot of a home would range $100 to $125 a square foot. The properties that are being sold right now, as quick as they can practically build them at Branson Canyon, are in the neighborhood of $150 to $160 to $165 a square foot, which is 25% to 50% higher than what a regular residential home would sell for. So I think, you know, people that are concerned about their home depreciating, if some single family nightly rentals come in, I think that is a false fear. I understand they maybe don't want traffic coming in and people they don't know, but I want to, you know, just confirm, vacation rentals are a great idea. They're very well loved by people that come into the community. We are a tourist destination, and people love vacation rentals because they can bring grandma and grandpa and the grandkids, and they can all be under one roof rather than renting three motel rooms or cramming everybody into a small room that's very uncomfortable. So when people come to Madison for a week, they have a great place to come and stay. You know, you may not think it's a fit for out there, but the homes I don't have a problem with. The duplexes, I think, are probably too much for the area. And the area that I'm wanting to do the homes is an undeveloped area that really isn't going to infringe on that many other property owners. They don't have to drive through the neighborhoods of Cross Creek. It's a separate entrance. Their egress and their access is just around the corner from the main highway. They don't have to cut through subdivisions or anything like that. So I don't see it as a problem. The subdivision needs an HOA. They need the, you know, covenants and restrictions to be activated, and, you know, it's because they haven't had somebody to initiate that. But I think that's going to happen now, and I think that's going to help everybody's property values, is to get the covenants and restrictions and the Property Owners Association back on track. And I think this might be part of something that will motivate that. But that's my two cents.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is there anyone else that wishes to speak in favor? All right. I imagine we have got some. How many have we got here that wants to speak in opposition? Let's see which way I'm going to go on this thing. Well, let's start on this side of the room this time. We'll work back this way. So, right here.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes. Well, I guess you could. This is not your first trip here.
That's why I want to go first.
That's what I thought.
It's her first rodeo.
And then I'll let you do whatever you want to do.
Thank you.
Good evening, and as you're well aware, my name is Sandra Strange, and I have stood before you for 2 years discussing the nightly rental issue at Branson Creek, and because that situation got so unbearable, my husband and I put our home up for sale, and we moved. And the thought was, since we were not able to beat it, leave. And we thought we were done with the nightly rental issue. And guess where we moved? We moved to Cross Creek. And now we have a builder wanting to bring nightly rentals into that subdivision. And you guys realize now, because of time in history, the damages that this issue has caused in Branson Creek and continues to cause. But I want us to take just a moment and look at the chronological record at Cross Creek. And I have handed you a beautiful marketing tool that the original developer, John Epps, used to sell and to promote Cross Creek. He came in with high hopes and big dreams. It did not happen. It ended up being a fantasy. This community was burnt for the first time. Then we had a second builder, Branson Home Builders, Brian Starkey. He came in to be the savior and to rescue this subdivision. The result? It did not happen. This community got burnt for the second time. In fact, several actually lost their homes and their life savings over this one. If you go into CaseNet, you will see both the original developer and the builder have judgments against them. One has over $1 million judgment, and the other one has a $5 million judgment. But in the beginning, they had the funds and they had the investors. Now we have a third builder who wants to put in 28 nightly rental units. And as I have attended these meetings over the past 2 years, I have never one time heard this commission ask for or request a surety bond. asking the builder to guarantee that they can complete the project. And I want you to look at the next picture.